In China, foreign journalists are being warned they will be expelled if they don't adhere to strict rules on reporting. It's part of a wider response to anonymous online calls aimed at getting activists out into the streets to kickstart a Chinese jasmine revolution in the spirit of the uprisings in the Middle East. The protests haven't materialized, but as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing, a preemptive crackdown has.
Strolling has rarely been so politically charged, but only on certain Chinese streets on Sundays at 2 p.m. In Beijing, the anonymous online calls picked a busy shopping street, Wangfujing, as the site for protest strolls. Last Sunday, police, both uniformed and plainclothed, were out in force on the street, moving people on as cleaning vehicles hosed the street down continuously.
Calm down, guys.
Many reporters were blocked from entering, including the BBC's Damian Grammaticus. He describes what happened next.
And then all of a sudden, shortly before 2 o'clock, a group of plainclothes security men with earpieces in grabbed my cameraman, threw him into a police van. They turned round, grabbed me, slammed me against the door of the police van, slammed me on the floor, threw me in and slammed the door on my leg several times.
Journalists from 16 news organizations were harassed or detained. One American cameraman was badly beaten. Since then, new regulations have appeared, putting particular places off limits to reporters without permission. Many journalists have been warned their work visas are at risk if they don't comply. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Jiang Yu has hinted official patience is at an end.
The nature of this issue is that some people are eager for the fray and they try to create trouble in China. For people with that kind of motive, no law can protect them.
Human rights groups say at least 100 Chinese activists have had their movements restricted. This crackdown coincides with the opening of the annual parliamentary session. Wang Songlian from Chinese Human Rights Defenders says the timing could be opportunistic.
The detentions in other periods of time would have created much more attention than now. Because now there is all the international attention is moving to the Middle East. So the government feels like it has a free hand to punish these very active people.
The severity of the response has baffled many observers.
It seems a public relations disaster that you could have seen coming.
Jeff Wasserstrom is a professor of Chinese history at the University of California, Irvine.
There has been a kind of schizophrenia in the way the government acts. Half the time it seems to be acting like a self-confident rising power that can be more tolerant of varieties of opinion. But then occasionally there is this slide back into a very insecure overreaction. So this would be an example of it.
The ripples are spreading ever wider. A St. Patrick's Day parade in Shanghai has been cancelled, and the list of banned words grows ever greater. Even this, a folk song sung by China's president, Hu Jintao, with a group of students in Kenya, has been deleted from the Chinese internet. Why? Because the song's name is Jasmine Flower. It, too, has become collateral damage in China's fight against its phantom Jasmine Revolution. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.